بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. باب ما يقرأ في الصلاة، في صلاة الجنازة: يكبر أربع تكبيرات، يتعوذ بعد الأولى، ثم يقرأ فاتحة الكتاب، ثم يكبر الثانية، ثم يصلي على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيقول: اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد. والأفضل أن يتمه بقوله: كما صليت على إبراهيم، إلى قوله: إنك حميد مجيد. This chapter, what should be recited in Janaza Salah. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah very briefly explains the sequence or the manner in which Janaza Salah should be performed. Obviously, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah is an adherent of the Shafi'i Mazhab. So he presents as the Shafis would perform the Janaza Salah. There is a slight variance in the manner that the Ahnaf, the Hanafis perform it. يُكَبِّرُ أَرْبَعَ تَكْبِيرَاتِ. That the Janaza Salah, generally there are four takbirs which we recite. Allahu Akbar, and the hands are tied. After the first, يَتَعَوَّذْ بَعْدَ الْأُولَى, recite أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. And then, as I mentioned, the Shafi'i Mazhab, ثُمَّ يَقْرَأُ فَاتِحَةَ الْكِتَابِ. Thereafter you will recite Surah Fatiha. The Hanafis, we recite the Thana, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika wa tabarakasmuka wa ta'ala jadduka, normally in Salah wa la ilaha ghayruk, but in Janaza Salah wa jalla thana'uka wa la ilaha ghayruk. Thumma yukabbiru thaniya, thereafter the Imam says Allahu Akbar, the Muqtadis in the Janaza Salah, takbir again, Allahu Akbar. And then, ثُمَّ يُصَلِّي عَلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Thereafter, salawat upon Rasulullah صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Imam Nawawi rahimullah mentions an example: اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد. والأفضل, most virtuous, أن يتمه بقوله, to complete it, كما صليت على إبراهيم إلى قوله إنك حميد مجيد. In other words, the salawat that we normally recite in our tashahud, which is what is generally known as Durood-e-Ibrahim, which amongst ulama is mentioned is the most virtuous type of durood. This was taught to us directly by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. When it comes to reciting salawat and durood in the janaza salah after the second takbir, obviously we can recite durood Ibrahim, which I just mentioned, what is normally read in salah, or you can read an abbreviated or a shortened form of durood. However, we find that at some point people had become in the habit of reading the verse Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi, instead of durood reciting this verse Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi. Here Imam Nawawi mentions la yaf'al, don't do this, as many of the awam sometimes in the janaza salah, instead of reciting the durood, they recite the verse of the Quran in which Allah Ta'ala advocates and commands us with the recitation of durood, saying that verily Allah and His Malaika send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to stop there. In other words, to read the verse and not to actually recite the durood, this obviously will be incorrect. ثُمَّ يُكَبِّرُ الثَّالِثَ, thereafter the third takbir of Janaza Salah. Third time, Allahu Akbar, raise your hands, tie the hand. وَيَدْعُوا لِلْمَيِّتِ وَلِلْمُسْلِمِينَ بِمَا سَنَذْكُرُهُ مِنَ الْأَحَادِيثِ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Imam Nawawi rahimullah mentions, after the third takbir, we will make dua for the mayyit, for the deceased, and for the general Muslim ummah. As he says, we will mention further, what dua? In other words, what dua should you recite in the Janaza Salah? Here also, we find different opinions. the Shafi'i Mazhab, Hanafi Mazhab, etc. But generally there is consensus that after the Sittah Takbir, we will make dua. Dua for the Mayyid, dua for the general Ummah. Which, what dua? We find in the Ahadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, certain duas that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself recited in the Janazah Salah, which the Sahaba learned from him, and obviously they conveyed it. So he says that what those du'as are will be mentioned shortly. In other words, in the ahadith that are coming in this chapter. ثُمَّ يُكَبِّرُ الرَّابِعَ. Thereafter you will recite the fourth takbir. وَيَدْعُ وَمِنْ أَحْسَنِهِ. And after the fourth takbir in the Shafi'i Mazhab, this short du'a is recited. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah says, وَمِنْ أَحْسَنِهِ. The best of it. اللهم لا تحرمنا أجره ولا تفتنا بعده واغفر لنا وله. Very, very famous dua this is. And it's amongst the duas that we are taught that when you visit the graveyard, you should recite. اللهم لا تحرمنا أجره. O Allah, do not deprive us of the reward. The reward of, obviously, this janazah salah that I performed, this visiting of the graveyard or whatever it is when this dua is being read. Allahumma la tahrimna ajrahu. O Allah, don't deprive us of the reward. What reward? Previously in ahadith we've discussed, minimum by attending the janazah salah you get one qirat, mithlu jabali uhud. Rasulullah ﷺ said the one qirat is equivalent to the mountain of Uhud in reward. So Allah, don't deprive us of that reward. Also, what other reward? Ajrul Musab. In other words, when Allah Ta'ala tests you with any musibat, any calamity, whether it is maut in this instance, or sickness, or whatever it may be, financial difficulty, etc. For a mu'min, it is our conviction that when you make sabr on this, Allah is rewarding you. So we are asking Allah, Ya Allah, don't deprive us of the reward. Allahumma la tahrimna ajrahu. Wa la taftinna ba'dahu. And Allah, don't put us into fitna, into test after this. In other words, don't let this maut of whoever it may be, some beloved, some relative, etc., some close associate, don't let it become a source of fitna for us, a test in the future. In other words, that which distances us from Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and obviously the overriding effort that we are making all the time to earn our akhirah. So don't let us fall into fitna so far as our deen is concerned. لا تفتنا بعده واغفر لنا وله. Allah, forgive us and forgive him. In other words, the mayyit. So this is a very beautiful and a comprehensive dua that we should try and learn. Whenever we visit the graveyard, etc. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has mentioned this dua as what should be recited after the fourth takbir in the janazah salah, like I mentioned. In the Hanafi mazhab, obviously we don't do that. After the fourth takbir, nothing is recited, we make the salam. Any case, وَالْمُخْتَارِ أَنَّهُ يُطَوِّلُ الدُّعَى فِي الرَّابِعَةِ خِلَافَ مَا يَعْتَادَهُ أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ لِحَدِيثِ ابْنِ أَبِي أَوْفَى الَّذِي سَنَذْكُرُهُ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Imam Nawawi, again, like I said, this is not the Hanafi manner, but just to translate, he says, it is preferable that you lengthen the dua after the fourth takbir, contrary to what majority of the people are in the habit of doing. He bases this on the hadith of Ibn Abi Awfa, which is mentioned in the chapter which will follow. فأما الأدعية المأثورة بعد التكبيرة الثالثة فمنها. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah said, after the third takbir, what dua should we read in the janazah salah? After the third takbir, he said, سَنَذْكُرُهُ. I'm going to mention this, in other words, in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So what are those duas that are ma'thur, that are manqul, that are mentioned in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? فَمِنْهَا, amongst them are. And the first riwayat is the riwayat of Abu Abdul Rahman Auf bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. This is Auf bin Malik al-Ashja'i radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He is Kuniyat, in other words, his literal translation of kuniyat is nickname. This was something that was in vogue amongst the Arabs in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they would address one another with suitable nicknames. It's mentioned about Auf bin Malik Ash-Shai radiallahu anhu, his various nicknames were Abu Muhammad, Abu Amr, Abu Abdullah, Abu Hamad. He narrates, and Abi Abdirrahman Auf ibn Malik radiallahu anhu qal, Salla Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala janaza. He says, I attended a janaza salah in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leading the janaza salah. فَحَفِظْتُ مِنْ دُعَائِهِ. I by-hearted from the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One important point should bear in mind, that the correct manner of the dua that is recited in janaza salah is that it is recited silently, it's not recited volubly. Question may arise that how is the sahabi saying that I by hearted and I learned the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam read, if he was reading it silently, like we read silently. So for this ulama explained that perhaps Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam volubly read the dua on these occasions, ta'aliman lil ummah, to teach the ummah. Obviously, if he said it silently, we wouldn't know what to read. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam perhaps volubly read it on this occasion, in order so that they may learn. Sahaba may learn and obviously convey it. So he says, فَحَفِظْتُ مِنْ دُعَائِهِ. I learned, or I by-hearted, the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that janaza salah. Now, obviously, in the Hanafi mazhab generally, many of us, the dua that we read after the third takbir in janaza salah, Allahumma ighfir li hayyina wa mayyitina wa shahidina wa ghaibina wa saghirina wa kabirina wa dhakarina wa unthana, Allahumma rahayta wa minna fa ahiya lil Islam wa man tawafayta wa minna fa tawafa wa lil Iman. However, that is not compulsory to read that particular dua. That is found in hadith, as we will see in the chapter. We also learn this dua mentioned by Auf bin Malik Ash-Shai. And if you don't know a lengthy dua, then short dua. But the point or the objective in the dua is to ask for maghfirat, ask for forgiveness for the mayyit and for ourselves and the general ummah. The thing about the duas that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited was they were very, very comprehensive and generally beautiful, all-encompassing duas we learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this dua, we shouldn't have this mindset that, okay, I know Allahumma ighfir li hayyina wa mayyitina, so not necessary for me to learn this dua. This is authentically reported that in janaza salah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read this also. So if you don't read in the janaza salah, outside janaza, attending a graveyard, etc., somebody passes away, to read this dua, it is something that will be very, very beneficial. So it's a bit of a lengthy dua. But we see at the end how affected the Sahabi was by the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made for this particular mayyit. And we see it's a very, very comprehensive dua. So we should take the trouble of trying to learn these duas. In case we run out of time, inshallah we'll continue. Subhanallah.